Welcome to Send Me Radio. Download the free app from the Google Play and Apple Store. Or just say, "Hey Alexa, play Send Me Radio." Send Me Radio is also on Google Assistant. Listen to this awesome message on Joseph and his brothers taken from the book of Genesis chapter 37. Listen and be blessed. Joseph was the youngest son of a wealthy businessman in the bustling city of New York. His father, Jacob, doted on him and showered him with love and attention, which didn't sit well with Joseph's older brothers. They resented him for being the favorite and for being the only one who received special treatment. Joseph's brothers worked in their father's company, which dealt with the import and export of textiles. Joseph, however, had other interests. He was creative and had a keen eye for design. He started his own clothing line, which quickly gained popularity among the youth of the city. His father was proud of him and even invested in his venture, which only fueled the jealousy of his brothers. One day, Jacob decided to give Joseph a prominent role in the company, which would make him even more successful and powerful. This was the final straw for his brothers. They felt that Joseph was getting too big for his boots and that he was stealing their thunder. So, they hatched a plan to get rid of him. They waited until Joseph was out of town on a business trip and then reported his clothing line to the authorities. They claimed that he was violating several labor laws and that he was involved in shady business practices. The authorities investigated the matter, and to everyone's surprise, they found that Joseph was indeed guilty of several violations. Joseph was arrested and sentenced to several years in prison. His father was devastated, and his brothers felt a sense of satisfaction that their plan had worked. However, as time went by, they began to realize the gravity of what they had done. They saw how much pain and suffering they had caused their father, and the guilt began to eat away at them. Years later, Joseph was released from prison and returned to the city. While in prison, he had met the brother of a very powerful politician who gave him his brother's details and told him to contact his brother when he was released. Joseph contacted his friend's brother, who was very happy to meet him. He found Joseph to be a very wise young man and introduced Joseph to the political arena. Joseph eventually became the governor of New York. One day, Joseph's brother came to the city looking for a contract from the governor of the city. They didn't realize that the governor was their own brother Joseph, who they had betrayed and imprisoned. However, he recognized them and gave them a huge welcome, and invited them to his birthday party, which would have taken place the following day. After the party, Joseph gave them the contract and introduced himself. They were all in shock and started crying and begged Joseph for forgiveness. Joseph hugged them and told them that he had forgiven them. Joseph had learned a lot during his time in jail. Hard as it was, he became wiser and had freed himself from the bondage of hate his brothers had cast on him from what they did. He was humbled by the experience. His brothers were shocked to see him, and they didn't know what to say. However, Joseph forgave them and embraced them, telling them that he had learned to let go of the past and move on. The brothers were amazed by Joseph's generosity and kindness, and they realized that they had been wrong to betray him. They asked for his forgiveness, and he forgave them. From that day forward, they worked together to build a better future for their family and the company. They learned that forgiveness and reconciliation were more powerful than jealousy and hate. They started following Joseph to church. This helped them to work on repairing their relationship.